Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available. But if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword LoveSport.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show right here on LoveSport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. It can only mean one thing. It's 10:30. It's Tuesday night. Yes, it is the Sheffield United Fan Show, a dedicated show to everything where the Blades are concerned. 30 minutes of Sheffield United and Sheffield United only. That is what we want to hear. And you can get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558. Or you can also WhatsApp on the same number. We want to hear from you all about the Blades. It's your team, your voice. And I'm absolutely delighted. I'm going to admit it. Here I am. I'm going to start the show. Start it strong. I look forward to speaking to James Shield every week. And he has joined me again. James Shield from the Sheffield Star. James, firstly, how are you?
I'm absolutely fine, Charlie. I always look forward to speaking to you as well. One of the highlights of my week.
It certainly is, mate. Mate, I'm getting worried because the more the weeks go on and go by, you know, my soft spot for the Blades is not becoming so soft anymore. Do you know what I mean? I'm really enjoying just keeping an eye on the results. I'm watching press conferences that I never would before. I think I'm getting a little bit too close to this.
Well, I must admit, they're a club that suck you in, actually, to be honest, and they do like to go about things a little bit differently. I'm sure we'll be getting onto some of that later on in the show. I think the manager likes to do things differently, and he likes to speak differently. There's almost sort of a refreshing honesty about him, which I think is beginning to cut through the Premier League.
It certainly is. No pulled punches there from Chris Wilder. He's a very honest, transparent man. If it's on his mind, he's going to say it. He certainly isn't going to do this media speak. He isn't going to hold back. We're going to talk about all what he had to say. But James, unfortunately, we have to look at the game. It was a disappointing 1-0 defeat to Liverpool, which is no shame. They are the European Championship, played 7-1-7. But if I'm being honest, yes, Liverpool, worthy winners, deserved, but it could have been so different, couldn't it?
It could have absolutely been so different, you're right. And I think going into the game, let's be honest, I think I predicted a 1-1 draw, was it, last week, I think. And that very nearly came about. It's just probably just as well I didn't put any money on it. But I think there was certainly a period in the game when it looked as if that result was actually going to happen. And, you know, a lot of fans went into that game, I think privately, probably hoping that, you know, Sheffield United would be able to keep the score down and thinking it was going to be an exercise in damage limitation. And possibly for the first 5 or 10 minutes, it looked as if they were going to be in for a long afternoon. But as the match wore on, they really, really did grow into the game. And I did a little piece in the paper, actually, afterwards, just saying that I think one of the best barometers of where the pressure was being applied in that match wasn't so much the statistics that came out after it, the sort of passes completed, the sort of the territory hotspots on the pitch that you see these days, but Jurgen Klopp's body language. And he was getting exceptionally animated towards the end of the first half. He was getting even more animated midway through the second. And that was as Sheffield United grew into the game. And they had their chances to take something from that match. I think what was desperately disappointing from their point of view was the fact that they conceded, not only in the manner they did, and it was a dreadful mistake from the goalkeeper, Dean Henderson, but that goal came when they were really sort of in the ascendancy in the game, and you actually thought, you know what, Sheffield United could go on and win this. And that really did sort of take some of the wind out of their sails. But they, to their absolute credit, they had chances to equalise after that, and chances that I think on reflection they'll look back and think, you know what, we really should have taken.
Definitely. We will, of course, talk that goal and Dean Henderson's error and what the manager had to say. But if we're talking about the game, you mentioned it there, Klopp's body language, he was animated. And I felt exactly the same. And I felt that, you know, we know how devastating Liverpool can be. They've got a frightening up front trio. But sometimes when their plan A doesn't work, you know, just it's the mental capacity of their game. They sometimes, how can they break a team down? And I felt like Sheffield United, the longer it took for Liverpool to break them down, they were just coming into it. And Klopp's comments after the game, we were deserved winners, you know. We had to stay concentrated. We did the right things. We did. It was never a worrying day. It was an average day. I felt like you're doing a little bit of a disservice to Sheffield United there. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I can see where sort of Jurgen Klopp was coming from, because, of course, everybody says that, you know, in order to be Premier League champions, you've got to win games where you don't particularly play well. So I think from his perspective, I can understand sort of those comments to a degree. That's actually not to say that I agree with them, though, because I didn't. And yes, I don't think Liverpool were sort of at their swashbuckling best, but I do actually think, having sat through and watched that game, and I think most people who watched it would probably agree with me on this, that the fact that they weren't at their best and the fact that they weren't sort of siding through Sheffield United and just sort of, you know, overwhelming the opposition with wave after attack, as you've seen them do to a lot of teams this season already, and of course, you know, especially during the second half of last. But I think you've got to give Sheffield United an awful lot of credit for that, because the one thing that really did impress me about their performance that day, even more so than some of the individual displays, and John Fleck, who's been named in the Scotland squad today, I thought was absolutely superb. I thought Ollie McBurney really did work his watsits off, you know, without getting too much reward in front of goal. But, you know, the very fact that Virgil van Dijk was Liverpool's man of the match, I think, reflected really well on McBurney's performance. But the thing that, as I was going to say, really impressed me the most was their collective and their shape. Not only when they were in possession, I should say, but also, more importantly, when they didn't actually have the ball. And, you know, Liverpool were passing it about. They were knocking it, you know, from side to side and sort of probing and trying to drag them out of position. But the tactical discipline that I thought Sheffield United showed in that game was absolutely exceptional. And I think it reflects really well on the work and sort of the choreography that they do on the training ground. I think what it also showed is that, and we've seen some comments from other pundits, of course, not those on this show, Charlie.
Yeah.
We've seen sort of some comments with people saying that they don't think that they're perhaps quite cute enough to really make an impression on the Premier League, that perhaps they can be a little bit predictable and, you know, a little bit sort of, I don't know, sort of one-trick ponies themselves. I thought that game, I mean, A, it was rubbish to start with, but I thought that game really, really showed those comments for what they are. And it just goes to show, I thought, that they can be actually tactically pretty sophisticated as well.
I completely agree, because let's not forget, this is a Liverpool side that brushed aside Newcastle, brushed aside Arsenal previously. You know, 7 wins on the bounce. They struggled against Sheffield United. They didn't look like that front three could break them down. And this may sound ridiculous, but is it frustrating then for the Sheffield United fans? You just mentioned it there. Some pundits say certain things, and fair enough, that's their opinion. But sometimes, and I am on the outside perspective, and I'm almost talking like a Sheffield United fan now, but I feel like, have you actually watched the games? Are you watching them? Because I don't think you can say this about Sheffield United side managed by Chris Wilder and what they've already done in the Premier League this season, even if it is a small sample size.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree with you. I think what you get is, you get a lot of teams that come up from the Championship, and you know, we watched the game tonight, to be fair, Leeds versus West Bromwich Albion. And, you know, it was an exceptional game. It was, you know, it was entertaining. There was some some really good football play. But I do still think in some quarters there's this sort of idea that, you know, what happens in the Championship, it's all blood and it's all thunder and it's all guts and no glory, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that the teams down there are still sort of all about just physical power and brute force. That division's anything but. And Sheffield United got out of a really, really tough division last year. You know, and I think any team that comes up now is looking, you know, or can say that they're pretty equipped to give the Premier League a really good go. It's interesting. I mean, listen, there are one or two exceptions. Of course there have been, and we've seen those down the years. But I do think it's interesting. And in general, despite the fact that a lot of people seem to completely disregard what goes on in the Championship, and don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure Sheffield United and their supporters will be pretty glad to disregard what goes on in the Championship for the next 20, 30 years, if you get my drift. But, you know, it really is a good league. And I think that gap, it's interesting what you see happening in the Premier League now from my perspective, because I think the gap between the bottom half of the table and the top half of the table has got an awful lot wider. But I do think that gap that used to be an absolute chasm possibly 10 years ago between the bottom half of the Premier League and the top six or seven in the Championship, I actually think that's got smaller. So, you know, I'm a little bit surprised to see how well Sheffield United are doing. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not absolutely overwhelmed. I'm not falling off my stool. And do you know what? The pundits can say whatever they want. I think the managers, more importantly, the scouts and the analysts who watch Sheffield United play, they know they're all about what they're all about. And I think it would possibly suit Chris Wilder and his team a little bit more if possibly it was some of those punts who are sort of disregarding them who were doing the analysis and the scouting for the opposition teams rather than the professionals.
Well, it's just outside noise, James. I'm sure Chris Wilder will make sure his team and the players aren't listening to that. But let's talk about that goal then, because, you know, it has been everywhere this week. And let's not forget, that was Liverpool's first shot on target and it took them 70 minutes. So there's another stat that people might not want to talk about if they say that Liverpool were, you know, very good and deserved winners. It did take them 70 minutes to break down the Blades and they got very lucky. Dean Henderson, I felt really sorry from this error, because it was an error, you know, it was an awful one. It's gifted Liverpool the game, the 3 points, the only goal of the game. Keepers do make mistakes, and they are in a position, aren't they, James? When they make a mistake, everything's huge. It's always highlighted. We always talk about a goalkeeping error rather than a fantastic save. But it's the manager's comments that have made a bit of a stir this week. You know, he said, I'm not going to put my arm around his shoulder. If he wants to play in the Premier League, if he wants to have good performances, getting the England set up, he needs to do a lot better. I know it was some people could say, oh, it's really harsh, strong words. Chris is only trying to steer him in a right direction. What did you make of what he had to say?
I actually wasn't surprised, and the reason why I wasn't surprised there's a couple of reasons for that. I think first off, Dean Henderson is a very, very confident young man, and you know he will talk his own game up. He will say quite openly and quite explicitly that he thinks in the future he should be Manchester United's number one if he stays at Old Trafford. He also thinks he's England's best goalkeeper, let alone young goalkeeper, right now. So, you know, to that extent, and I mean this with no disrespect to Dean, because I like him as a, not only as a player, but also as an individual person as well. You know, he sets himself high standards, and almost he puts himself on offer when things don't go wrong. As you quite rightly said, Charlie, that goes with the territory for goalkeepers. But I think the reason why I wasn't surprised is, A, knowing Chris Wilder as a manager, and as he made the point afterwards, listen, there's no point in me dressing this up and saying that you know, Dean, you did absolutely brilliant there and more of the same, please. Because, you know, the fact is that game has beamed all over the world. So there's millions, if not billions, of people have seen Dean Henderson make that mistake. So, you know, what is the point in trying to pretend it didn't happen? And Dean Henderson doesn't need Chris Wilder to tell him that he dropped a clanger, a real ricket in that game either. But the other reason why I wasn't surprised is because I think if you talk about management now, and this has been mentioned before, not only at Sheffield United but at other clubs as well, it's the man management side of the game that is so absolutely important now. I think that's what really separates the best from the rest, as it were. And Chris Wilder knows his players better than anybody. Now, dare I say it, had another player been in that position and been guilty of committing a mistake like that, Chris may well have taken a different tact. And he has done at points this season, and he did do last season as well. But he knows what Dean Henderson's like. He knows he's a confident man. And I think he knows as well that he's the type of player who, you know, it's a carrot and a stick approach, isn't it? But he's the type of player who really does sort of respond to that stick. And you saw this last season where, you know, I think by and large, Dean's been absolutely exceptional for Sheffield United. He's earned them far, far many more points than he's cost them. He really is in credit with that. But there were 2 points last season where he was guilty of making mistakes again that cost them, if it wasn't the game, it cost them 2 points. The first was at Leeds in the Yorkshire Derby at Bramall Lane early in the season. The second was at the back end when they were 3-0 up at Aston Villa and drew 3-3. And Chris was very, very blunt again with Dean after that. Now, on both occasions, that goalkeeper went on and produced some of his best form of the season. And after that Aston Villa sort of collapse, if you want to call it that, I think Dean Henderson's form was one of the reasons why they went up. So he's a player who responds to criticism. Now, not all of them will, but he is one of those. And you know what? So I think it says an awful lot, A, about Chris Wilder's sort of understanding of the psychology of his own players. I think it also, again, and it's going to sound daft talking about Dean Henderson this way after a mistake like that, but I also think it just goes to show why this lad will probably go on and achieve all of the things that he talks about, because he's got that ability just to be able to park a mistake. And you saw that in the Liverpool game, where a lot of goalkeepers would have crumbled because they all know what they've just been responsible for. Mo Salah, clean through on goal as Sheffield United were beginning to really commit men forward in numbers to try and get back into the game. What does Dean Henderson do? Stands up tall, stays strong, and pulls off a really, really good save in the one-on-one. And I tell you what, it's interesting because this is how games turn, isn't it? A couple of minutes later, had Leon Clark converted the chance right at the end of the game that should have been the equalising goal for Sheffield United, what we'd have probably been talking about was actually, rather than so much Dean Henderson's mistake when we nailed him scored, but that key moment in the game when he produced that save to deny Mo Salah, we'd have probably been talking that as the key and the pivotal moment in the match.
We certainly would. We're so fickle, you know. We talk about one moment, then we talk about the next. But Chris Wilder will know his players better than anyone else. If Dean Henderson reacts to, you know, non-tough love and someone giving him a boot and he puts in his best performances, what better place to start than Watford on the weekend? We will be previewing that game next because James Shield will be staying with us.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You are listening to the Sheffield United Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and I'm still joined by James Shield from the Sheffield Star. We were talking that game on the weekend, that disappointing 1-0 loss to Liverpool. It wasn't disappointing, though, because Sheffield United more than proved they were capable of getting a result. Could have been all so different apart from that goalkeeping error by Dean Henderson. Let's turn our attentions to the game on the weekend, because it is away. It is to Watford. They are not having the best time of it in the Premier League, James. What do you make on this one? Sheffield United to bounce straight back?
Yeah, do you know what? I wouldn't be at all surprised. And it's going to be a very different type of test, isn't it, to the one that they faced against Liverpool. And as we've spoken about before, I think they're almost performing better away from home, certainly in terms of results, than they are at Bramall Lane.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting because, what you might see in this match is a little bit more of the Sheffield United that we saw last season. I mean, Watford's confidence is clearly going to be at a really low ebb. And I think you just might see Sheffield United, rather than concentrate on keeping that shape quite as much as they did against Liverpool and as they had to against Jurgen Klopp's side, I think this is a game where you might see them just really try and seize control early on and try and, if not overwhelm Watford, but really, really pose them some questions from the off to sort of try and gnaw away at that confidence and low morale that I'm sure they've got.
James, I know, obviously, Sheffield United is their first season back in the Premier League for 12 years. They're trying to establish themselves. You can never go to any team in the Premier League, certainly away from home, and go, we should be getting the 3 points here. But is there a little element to that? Because Watford, you know, rooted at the foot of the table, 2 points from seven games, terrible form. Sheffield United, like you said, much better away from home at the minute. You know, do they sort of go there with the agenda and attitude of, we could be really getting 3 points here. This is a great chance for us to get 3 points.
I think they should be going there with that attitude, yes. Not only, you know, in terms of the way that Watford are performing at the moment, but also in the terms, you know, in terms of the way that they're performing away from home as well. But I think there's a fine line, isn't there, between sort of confidence and arrogance, as it were. And Watford, for all the fact that they have struggled, they are much more established in the top flight than Sheffield United. You know, listen, they're not going to go the entire season without winning a game, are they? You wouldn't have thought. So that's going to happen at some point. But having said all that, I think so long as they, you know, they stick to their principles, so long as they show the same sort of tactical discipline and adhere to the game plan that they've been working on all week, I think just in terms of individual quality and individual skill, I think they've got the players who can go down there and really put on a performance and come away with 3 points. So I don't think they can take it for granted. I don't think you can any game at this level, especially when you're a newly promoted club. But they should be going down there. They're full of confidence.
Well, James, I have to ask you for your score prediction. And how do you think the game will play out? And where can Watford hurt Sheffield United? What does Sheffield United have to be, not fearful of, but careful of?
Well, I think the one thing that they've got to be careful of and that Watford will have really picked up on, I would imagine, is the sort of tendency just for individual errors that Sheffield United are making at the moment. So I think concentration levels are going to be absolutely key for them. I think, you know, it's possibly understandable when you think of everything that's going on in the Premier League and it's all very new and it's all sort of quite exciting. I don't quite mean it the way that sounds, but you know what I mean. And that can sort of lead to a little bit of mental fatigue. So I think Watford will look to stay in the game and possibly exploit some of those errors. But I think Sheffield United, I think they can come through this one. I'm going to go for a Sheffield United 2-1 win.
James, that is very bold. I was going to say, because you're not on a great run of predictions at the minute and you've now gone for the Sheffield United away score win 3 points. Yeah, you sticking with that?
I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with that one, definitely.
I've got to be honest, because I'm going to agree with you. I think Sheffield United are going to get a result here. They keep doing brilliant and away form. I think Chris Wilder, I think we're going to see a bounce back of sorts. Not that Sheffield United need to bounce back like it's been terrible. I just think we might see a little reaction from that game where I felt like they not deserved it, but could have got something. And this so-called Watford bounce isn't quite happening. But either way, James, I will be very excited to speak about it with you on the next Sheffield United fan show. James Shield there from the Sheffield Star. Always a pleasure to hear from James. So insightful talking about the Blades. He is the man to know everything where the Blades are concerned. Check him out. This week we will be talking everything else where Sheffield United is concerned. They do play Watford on the weekend. He was going for a 2-1. I'm going for that Sheffield United result. Also, just a quick update in the games tonight in the Champions League. Well, a crushing blow because Spurs lost 7-2 to Bayern Munich, their first home game in the Champions League. Bayern Munich winning 7-2. Their Serge Gnabry, former Gunner, doing the damage against Spurs. Man City beating Dynamo Zagreb 2-0. They just continue their brilliant form. Fulham winning in the Championship. Leeds winning in the Championship. They roll on to the top of the table, but Scott Parker's men getting that win, second win on the bounce after beating Wigan on the weekend. Fulham back in the good time. The Champions League is back tomorrow, so is the Championship. Love Sport though, well, we continue because everyone gets a fan show on this station. It's your team, your voice. You can always get in touch with us. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us on 0208 70 20 558. This was the Sheffield United fan show with me, Charlie Hawkins and James Shield from the Sheffield Star. And next up, it is the best of.
This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.